Happy Thursday, KDIX listeners. This is Julie Ellingson of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association for Stock Talk. Not only is it a Thursday, but it's a rainy Thursday. And what a blessing that is for North Dakota's beef producers after the past 2 weeks of unseasonably hot weather and a drought monitor indicating that more than 73% of the state is from abnormally dry to in extreme drought conditions. Of that percentage, nearly 6% is in the driest of that range, and all of that is smack dab in the middle of this listening area. In an emergency disaster meeting I attended this morning, I learned that the state can expect unseasonably cool temps the rest of the month, including freeze and frost danger Saturday and Sunday in some places. The precipitation in the forecast is expected to shrink the drought footprint, but one rain event, of course, won't unilaterally solve all the drought problems, so hopefully periodic rain will continue throughout the growing season. Some areas in North Dakota have already triggered drought disaster eligibility. Producers in Billings, Dunn, Golden Valley, McKenzie, McLean, Montrail, and Williams counties are eligible to apply for the 2025 Livestock Forage Disaster Program, better known as LFP. LFP provides assistance for those who suffer grazing losses for covered livestock due to drought on privately owned or cash lease land or fire on federally managed land. Similarly, producers who have suffered livestock feed or grazing losses due to recent wildfires may be eligible for assistance through the Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish Program, or ELAP. ELAP covers physically damaged or destroyed livestock feed that was purchased, or mechanically harvested forage or feedstuffs intended for use as feed for eligible livestock. In both instances, for more information, contact your county FSA office. There was some exciting news that came out of Washington, D.C. late last week. U.S. and U.K. officials signed a trade agreement in principle that includes market access for beef. The announcement follows years of working to build the foundation for a trade deal with the U.K. Currently, U.S. beef is limited to an annual quota of 1,000 metric tons of beef from non-hormone treated cattle with a 20% tariff. As part of the initial framework, the annual quota for U.S. beef will increase to 14,000 metric tons duty-free. Likewise, the U.K. will receive a carve-out of 13,000 metric tons from the 65,000 metric ton other country quota that's currently shared with Brazil, Paraguay, Ireland, Japan, and others. These terms will take effect once the final deal is implemented. Regarding non-tariff barriers, the agreement in principle also highlights the commitment to future discussions to strengthen bilateral trade. This is important because there are some key differences in production systems between the countries. There is a commitment to work together. Both countries affirm that imported food and agriculture foods must comply with the importing country's sanitary and phytosanitary standards and other mutually agreed upon standards. As a former member of the European Union, however, the UK has maintained many of the EU standards, including some non-science-based restrictions on production technologies. The framework does not address these differences directly, but at least sets the stage for negotiations focused on science-based standards. And June is just around the corner, and so are a host of NDSA-sponsored events. Mark your calendars for the Spring Roundups meeting series, June 2nd in Hazen, June 4th in Kildare, and June 10th in Stanley, as well as the Feedlot Tour June 17th in Davenport and Fargo, and the Junior Beef Expo June 28th and 29th this year in Watford City. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association works to unite, protect, promote, educate, and serve the beef industry in North Dakota. To learn more, visit ndstockman.org or call us at 223-2522. That's a wrap for Stock Talk on this rainy day. Have a great Thursday.